Hi, everybody. This is Steve Barish. I'm filling in for my dear friend, Fred Bell. He's asked me to fill in for him this evening, so he needs a little rest, and he's on his way to Camicula, I believe. That's his new place where he's opening up a beautiful place and also a place to do his X1 healing machine. So there's a lot going on with Fred, and there's a lot going on here. We discussed about talking about the master crystals. Fred and I have been going together in terms of energy for about 10 or 11 years now. And I see things very quickly, so Fred and I sort of teamed up a little bit and have been doing some really great work together. And one thing that I wanted to talk about this evening is the master crystals. The master crystals are extremely, extremely powerful. They do have knowledge, they do feel, and they do make a connection with the people that own them. I bought one from Fred about 6 months ago, and under duress, as a matter of fact, Fred kept on saying to me, "You've got to buy this crystal, you won't believe what it does." And eventually I did, and I am so glad, because now I wouldn't want to be without my master crystal. What I do is I do massage work and energy work together. And I've got four projectors up on my walls, and I have a flamethrower that I bought about 3 weeks ago from Fred, which seems to be very interesting. The master crystal itself is under my table, and I've been able to see actually in the body as I'm working, and the angels coming in, the people coming in, the chakras changing, the chakras healing, opening up to the maximum that they can. And I actually can see the cells in the body, the molecular structure, everything, the atomic structure. I can see everything in the body. And so I'm very lucky in that way, that I use my gift the best way that I possibly can. The master crystal is so intense, I can't even begin to tell you, but I will tell you what I see. The master crystal that's under my table, I have clients coming in, and as they're lying on the table face down, I don't know why it's not face up, but it is face down, the crystal actually changes colors. I have one client that can feel the energy going through her gut. Some, it feels like they're going through their heart. Some, it's going directly through the complete body. And what happens is the colors do change. The heat of the body is accepting the master crystal. The master crystal itself actually turns red on the tip. I've got a master crystal that weighs about 70 pounds, and it is centered under the table, right around the heart area, and I moved it around for perfect access. In other words, what I'm talking about, between heaven and earth, you can actually move these crystals around to maximize the energy coming in from heaven, and that's what I've done under the table. So these crystals and projectors and anything else that you use can be actually maximized in a room. The intent that we use is the intent that is really, really tied into Mother Earth and to heaven. But let's get back to the master crystal itself. There are shards of light. What I mean by shards of light, there are beams of light that come off the master crystal as I'm working. In other words, let's say if I'm looking at the crystal under the table, it is white light. The shards will go all over and define the body and change things molecularly, cellularly, atomic structure-wise, change the blood, work on the brain. It's just absolutely amazing. And the colors that come off the crystal in beams, in these beams of light, so far I've seen is orange, white, yellow, green, and blue, and purple. So there's a lot of color that actually comes off these crystals, and each color goes into a different part of the body as needed. And it's very interesting because sometimes they will change instantaneously the colors and go into a different part of the body. And I mean instantaneously in terms of the colors actually changing right in front of my eyes and going to a different part of the body. The master crystal that I have, I become the crystal becomes me. I'm very aware of the primal feelings that this crystal has and the love that the crystal actually puts out there. I've never seen as much love coming from a crystal as I have with the master crystal. Now, I don't know the difference between a master crystal and a regular crystal, other than the energy is so much different. It thinks. The crystal actually thinks. It actually responds to my wishes. It responds to everybody else's wishes. It actually thinks. It actually works to heal the person that's on the table. So that's what I've seen with the master crystal. They're extremely, extremely beautiful. Mine is has got a point on it that just there's nothing wrong with it. The inside of the crystal is extremely clear. Now, Fred only has a few crystals left. Some of them are clear and some of them are not so clear. But let me tell you about these crystals. It doesn't really make a difference what kind of crystal you buy. It's the intent that you use them for. If you use them for love and harmony and just to be able to heal people with them and to heal yourself, the crystals will help you. They will understand what you're talking about. Love is extremely important. Compassion is extremely important. They feel tremendous compassion. They feel tremendous love. And we need to be more in line with love, with compassion, and understanding. It's extremely important that we use this kind of energy to help heal ourselves and to help heal the people that are around us. I realize that in these turbulent times that we need to actually send love to the people that are causing these difficulties, because if we send hatred, that's what they get, that's what we get back. So it's very important to use the primal force of love. If there's nothing higher, there's nothing more sacred, there's nothing more holy than to use love. It's extremely important, and I've learned this along the way, long before I had the Master Crystal, but the Master Crystal is teaching me the harmony that it has to put out this kind of energy and love and compassion and heal without any kind of resistance at all. And that's what we're basically heading for in terms of energy, is to let go. We need to learn to let go and respond to life around us. And there's so much life. I've been able to see the soul of trees. It looks just like us. They're about 6 feet high in a tree. And it is the soul. It looks just human. But the tree itself doesn't look human, but the soul does. It's an amazing, amazing thing to see. And I've given the vision of being able to see the eyes of trees and the eyes of grass and the eyes of flowers. So I've been able to see all that and to let you know that everything feels, everything has love on this planet. There's nothing that doesn't have a soul. Everything has got a soul. It's very important for us to realize that everything is life. Everything that breathes has got consciousness. Even the atomic structure in our body has consciousness. The muscles, we have cerebral fluids that are going to every muscle in the body, and that's why muscles have so much consciousness. It's amazing how the body really works. What I want to do also is to give out some phone numbers tonight. I have my own program on Saturday night, and I do a tremendous amount of healing on the radio. So I want to give out these numbers. It's 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756 and 1-530-876-9146. And last Saturday, I was bringing a column of light down, heavenly light from heaven, and putting it on the earth, and people have been able to stand in the light. They've been able to put their hands in the light. And I had a young man who put his hand in the light, and his hand actually disappeared. It actually vanished right in front of him from the frequency of the light being used. Sometimes what happens, as a matter of fact, when I was with Fred and Mikkel out in California, I brought down three pillars of light from heaven. And there were about 60 people in our group where Fred was running a seminar, and they were actually getting burnt from the light in their faces, their hands, and their ears. So we can actually do anything we want to do. It's so important to realize that we have the power to heal. We have the power to do anything that we want as long as it's life-affirming. It's so important to know that. That love is given, and love should be used all the time. Even to people that we don't like, we need to send them even more love. Try to understand what I'm saying, that love is very important. The crystals are important. Everything that I've done so far has been with love and harmony and compassion. It's so important to get in touch with that. And the more primal that we get, the more understanding we will have from all this wonderful energy that's in heaven and in the center of the earth. What I've been doing on my program, actually, is bringing down a pillar of white light to everybody that listens. And they've been able to see a light right from the center of the earth. If they look down on the ground, they will see a light from the center of the earth. That energy, the heavenly energy, is taken down to the center of the earth, brought back up, and is put on the ground of the earth, which raises the frequencies of us and raises the frequencies around the country and around the world. Hopefully there's a lot of people that have been doing that. I've been getting a lot of phone calls, and last week when this young man, his hand disappeared, the phones went off the hook, and it's a shame because it was about 10 minutes to 9, so I couldn't handle all the phone calls after that. But I'll be on tomorrow night, and we'll be doing that meditation and to be able to free up our minds and to free up the cosmic areas around us and get more in touch with the universe, universal laws, and universal love, to understand that we are not alone, that we're all together in this, that it's total love. Everything has got love. But getting back to the crystals, getting back to the crystals. Let's see what we can do here. The colors that are going into the body are very, very harmonizing to our body. There's no difference between the crystal and us other than its energy, and it's absolutely beautiful to see this kind of light, this kind of heavenly organism that God has put on the planet, that allows this kind of energy to protrude from itself and to give freely all the energy that it has to heal us and to be able to help us along the way. I was never big on quartz or crystals or anything of that nature for years. I've been doing this for about 30 years now. And, 26 years, I'm sorry. And it's just been over a period of time when I met Fred and opened up to all this wonderful energy that he's bestowed on everybody that has bought his master crystals. It's just it's a lot of fun to do. What I would suggest doing, if you want, is we can actually do some work together tonight in terms of master crystal healing. As I say, you become the crystal, and the crystal becomes you. And the energy that I'm expounding right now through the top of my head is the energy crystal of my master crystal. So if anybody wants to call, please don't hesitate to call me. We can use this kind of energy to heal you right over the phone. I've done it a lot. I've been on the program, my own program, for a year, and we've done a lot of good work with healing people right over the phone, and it's instantaneous. You don't have to wait 3 days for something to happen. It happens right away. But getting back to the master crystals, the master crystals can weigh anything from 5 pounds up to, I think Fred had one that weighed 600 pounds, if I remember correctly, and he gave that to a Buddhist temple, and they've been using that for years. The master crystal that I have, I said, is about 70 pounds, and I can actually feel the energy of it surrounding me when I walk in the office. Also, they are made for protection, and the protection that I feel is quite big. It's a light. It's a blue. I can't express the light. The only way I can tell you, it would be like looking at a gas stove with that beautiful blue light, blue, yellow, purple light. It's just, and it's much higher. The frequencies are much, much higher. And it's really beautiful to see. How did I get up to this kind of energy? I've been praying and meditating for years. I read the Torah at nighttime between 3 and 5 o'clock in the morning. I have great vision to be able to see what I need to see at the time that God gives me. And I go with it, and I flow with it, and I use it to the best of my ability. I'm not an ego person, but I do believe in a lot of compassion and understanding that we need to help each other. And if we can just help each other a little bit by opening up and expanding our auras, expanding our love, you can walk into somebody's aura and change their life forever without them even knowing anything about it. It's really beautiful to do, and it's beautiful to see the expansion of somebody within a millisecond when you're walking down the street, somebody who might be depressed or somebody that might not be happy or going through a terrible time, and it can actually change their life forever in a millisecond. So it's nice being a healer. It's nice being able to see the energy. But the main thing is that we all have these abilities. We all have the ability to help each other. And that's what we are really put on this earth to do, is to help each other, our children, our wives, our husbands. It's so important to do. And through meditation and through love and through compassion and harmony and understanding, you have a wisdomic way of being able to help people without even knowing. It's the idea of letting go. We need to let go of the forces around us and in us. What we need to do is to receive the light, the holy light from heaven, and allow us to go through that light without any kind of reservation and hesitation. You just have to let go. And I've been teaching people that for the last year and for the last 26 years that I've been doing massage and energy work. And it's so much fun to do. It's really, really a lot of fun. The crystals themselves. Hello?
Oh, hello. Dominic here from London.
Oh, hi, Dominic. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. I was wondering if you could do some healing for my psoriasis on my scalp.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I should be able to feel that energy coming through your heart already. Can you feel that?
Oh, yes, yep.
Good, good. Just go with that. What I'm using is some of the healing crystal energy. You should be able to feel that opening up your scalp now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good, my friend. Good. And you're calling 6,000 miles away, and we're doing this instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Your heart's open. Your other chakras are opening now. You should be able to feel that energy through your feet. Can you feel that, Dominic?
Yes.
Good, good, good. Well, your hands seem to be being vibrated a little bit. Can you feel that also?
I'm getting it. Oh, yes, definitely.
Good, good.
No question
good.
About it.
Well, what we're doing is to be opening up your gut right now. I think the problem is that you've been under a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
go ahead, Dominic.
I've had psoriasis about 20 years, but
yes.
it kind of gets worse. And
yes, I think what it's from nervous condition, at least mm-hmm. yours is. And what we're doing is opening you up and allow you to rest for a minute. You've been on the run for a long time. Just allow that to relax. That's it. Just allow that to relax you. Very good. You should be coming down. Can you feel that now?
Yeah.
Good. Just relax. You're doing great. Let everything go. Let your mind go. Let everything go in your body. Good. And you're going back into your body now. You've been out of your body for some time. How does that feel, Dominic? Can you feel yourself coming down? Can you feel yourself being grounded again?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, your voice has slowed down. You feel much, much better, Dominic. Just stick with me a minute. I just want to make sure that you're okay before you go. How does it feel, Dominic?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Good. Good. And you feel so much better. Can you feel your head expanding now, Dominic?
Yes, yep.
Okay. Do you have... Is it light over there, Dominic? I know in Rochester it's dark.
Night. Night.
You do have light. Would you do me a big favor? Would you walk near a window? You'll be able to see the colors greener and brighter and closer. Take a walk to the window and see the leaves and how much better they look now.
Oh, well, everything's pretty dark, but...
Oh, that's what I'm asking. I was asking... if it's light over there or dark over there.
Oh, yes. I said night, and so
okay.
It sounds like light.
Do you have a light in your home? Do you have any flowers or plants?
Not in the house, no.
Okay. I know that you're an artist.
Yeah.
Do you have any of your drawings with color?
Not available for me to...
Okay. When you wake up tomorrow morning, would you do me a favor... when you go outside, your peripheral vision will be more. You'll be able to.
I'm experiencing that now, actually.
Good,
you know,
good. Your peripheral vision will be more, and the colors will be extremely bright.
Uh-huh.
What we're doing is relaxing you and taking your frequency up all at the same time. So that feels much, much better to me, Dominic. So you're going to be seeing things a lot clearer when you wake up tomorrow. Your mind, it seems to be a lot clearer now. It seems to be very crystal clear. Does it feel that way to you now?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's much warmer.
Yes, time. Good. 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 Just remember that you can do the same thing for other people, Dominic.
Yeah.
Just use love, my friend.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you much indeed.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Dominic. Take care of yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. So we need to learn that love is abound and we really need to use it well. We don't seem to be able to actually have that quality of time where we can sit down and just relax. We need to be gentle with ourselves. I can't repeat that enough. Be gentle. God does not want anything difficult. He wants to keep it simple. Everything was meant to be simplistic. The visions that I have and the cells and the atomic structure that I can see is done under simplicity. It might be very difficult for some people to take that in, but it's done because I let go. I keep things simple. To be able to see this, you have to keep things simple. And I'm a simple person, so the way to use this kind of vision is to just let go. The more I read the Torah, the five books of Moses, or the more I read the Psalms, the more that I learn. If I'm picking up the Rays of Truth and Crystals of Light, it's a tremendous book, and it really does help. But the most important thing to do is to love yourself beyond anything that you know of, and just let go. Let yourself be. Let yourself be calm. Let yourself be in touch with nature. The Master Crystal has gotten me more in touch with nature than I've ever been before. It comes from nature. It is nature. The closer you get to nature, the closer you get to God. And at least that's what they say. And I feel like I've been very, very close in nature to be able to... if you want to have some fun, I'll tell you how to have some fun. Go out in nature and take a blanket and sit down on the grass and take two little stones. And when you hear a bird chirp, listen to the amount of times it chirps. Once, twice, three. And whatever the bird chirps, if it's three times, hit the stones three times. And if it does it again and it does it twice, you do it twice. If it hits three times, you do it three times. Eventually what happens, not only will you have that bird sitting in front of you, but every other bird in the forest will be right around you, chirping away as long as you can keep the chirps up. It's amazing how we're connected, and we can have a lot of fun with that. So it's something that that we need to be able to do, and it's so simple. It's so simple to do. But getting back to the crystals themselves, if you want to have fun with a crystal, take the master crystal and hold it and just share your thoughts with the crystal. Feel profoundly the love that you're giving the crystal and feel the love that's coming back from the crystal. The more love we share, the more you will open, the more profound you will feel in terms of love, in terms of compassion. And we need that dearly in the world that we're living in today. We don't have enough of that love. We don't have enough of the compassion. And I think it's very, very important to get in touch with all that kind of love. And right now, what we can do is I'm going to pass around this love from these from my crystal to you. So if everybody just wants to sit and relax a minute, I'm going to take the master crystal energy that I'm hooked up to. Now, my master crystal is about 6 miles from here, and I am actually hooking up with a crystal now even more, and I'm passing that energy, and you should be able to feel that relaxing you right now. You should be able to feel that relaxing. Also, there's a tremendous amount of energy coming from heaven, and that's coming through me and passing around everybody that's listening that wants to have a healing. So that's what I'm doing right now. Please enjoy that light. If you feel like the top of your head is gone, it is. What we're doing is just opening you up more to consciousness and love and understanding. Allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to be free in thought and mind and clarity. It's so important to allow yourself to be free. And please, if you can't, just get out and walk, get out and swim, get out and bike, get out into nature. Hug a tree. And when I tell you I can see the spirits in trees, let me tell you something. When you hug a tree, that energy is given back to you 1,000-fold. Believe me when I tell you the trees love us, the grass loves us, the flowers love us. It's amazing when you can see how wonderful the energy is in nature and how much love is coming back to us just by walking on a path and to be able to see the tree spirits above and the ground spirits. It's just really, really wonderful to see. And please, whatever you do, love everything on the planet. It's so important to do. I know I use the word so important, but it is. It's something that we really should get in touch with and to be with as much as we possibly can. The more that we open up to love inside of us, the more that we can give, the more we can perceive. And it's really, really important. So I'm bringing the pillars of light down from heaven right now. So if anybody is out there who is listening to the program, there should be, if you can't see it, there should be a lot of energy right in front of you. And that's going to everybody that's listening. So if you put your hand lightly in front of you, very slight, you'll be able to feel that energy going right through your body. So just accept that love. It's all love from heaven. and that's what you need to receive, and that's what it's all about, being able to share that kind of love with everybody. The crystals themselves, As I said, I've never gotten involved with crystals. I used to get involved with crystals, but ever since I got involved with Fred and these master crystals, they're just an amazing tool. It's just, and it becomes your friend. I mean, you can actually talk to these crystals. And if you have energy and you hold these crystals, and I don't care what kind of crystal it is, but you can hold the master crystal and think of love, and you can actually feel the master crystal glowing. And that's the beautiful part of it. You can actually feel the energy of the crystal right through your hands because you're giving it love, you're feeding it love. Anything that has love in it, which is everything on the planet, if you touch that, you know, it will actually glow. It will actually, you can free people up just by thinking love. And that's the important part about it. If anybody out there needs some help, please don't hesitate to call. I'm here to help you. I'm going to be here till about 10:28. They were having a little trouble with the radio station this evening, but they told me to run it till 10:28. So that's what I'm doing. And let's get on with something else, too. I want to talk about energy itself and the projector. The projector itself is very interesting. In my room at work, I have two projectors up. I have one facing east and west, and I have two here north and south. And what they're doing is that in my massage room, I had four of them here. I have two of them in my new place, and what they're doing is it's creating tremendous energy. There's a big ball of light in the center of my massage table, and there is light coming off of each pyramid, and that's really glowing too. So there's a lot that you can do with these projectors, but really I'm supposed to talk about the master crystals, so I'll probably go back to that. But to let you know that they really work, and I've helped place the crystals around people's homes and businesses, and it's really a lot of fun to do because you can actually feel the axis of the master crystal, the projectors, and they're really a lot of fun to work with. And they do throw off a tremendous amount of energy. The way that I feel them is that the clients that I'm working with, if the projector is placed properly, it'll throw off a tremendous amount of heat. Sometimes it'll throw off a tremendous amount of cold because pure energy is cold, but usually it's fairly warm. The first time I hung up the projectors in my room, I had the Andromedans in there for about 4 or 5 hours, and they were looking at me, and I was looking at them as I was working on my clients, and we had a great time. And someday we'll talk about that on Dr. Fred's show when he's here. But the master crystal, oh my goodness, if you don't have one, and there's not that many left, I don't know how many he has, I'm thinking about getting a second one, but they really, really throw out a lot of energy and a lot of love, and we need that on this planet. I can't tell you how much love we really need, but it's very, very important. Nature is giving us as much love as we can. We need to keep the earth clean. We need to be able to help everybody that needs help. And that's what I'm all about, is helping people as much as I can, either through massage, through energy work, through my program, or through Fred's program. It's just wonderful now. If everybody is feeling that light, you might be noticing, as you're feeling that light, a lot of black might be coming out of you, and that's okay because what you're doing is receiving heavenly light, and you'll be opening up more to energy by letting the darkness go inside of you, because what's happening is that you're filling up with a frequency that's right from heaven, and that will get rid of the negative energy in your body quicker than any other way that I've ever known or to be able to use myself. And I've been doing that for about 3 or 4 months now, maybe even longer, maybe 6 months. And we've been able to change the frequency of a lot of different things with a lot of people, and been able to help a lot of people. And that's the amazing part, is to be able to help. If you're interested in any kind of healing, don't hesitate to give me a call. We're here for you. I'm sorry that Dr. Fred is not here, but I know that he thinks a lot of you guys, and I know you think a lot of him. But let me give you these numbers. It's 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756, or 1-530-876-9146. I think it's important to tell you that love is found everywhere on the planet. It can be found in nature. You can breathe into it. You can actually breathe it through your eyes. I wasn't teaching that technique for quite some time, but the energy of the planet has actually gone up enough that you can actually breathe through your eyes. And it's very important to do, because as you're breathing through your eyes, you'll be clearing the spine. You'll be able to clear your brain. Just allow the energy to go where it needs to go. As you're breathing light in and air through your eyes, you'll be able to feel that going down your back. You'll be able to feel it going down the back of your legs and up the front, and actually start clearing you even more. A few years ago, maybe about 15 years ago, I found tones around the eyes, and those tones have been able to heal people. I can't go into that right now, because what I did is I've been using it for years, and then it went to automatic, where I can actually look at the eyes, and the tones will automatically synchronize with the body. So it's really a lot of fun to be able to use this kind of energy and to be able to heal people with it. So the more that you think of God, the more that you think of yourself, the more that you think that you have the strength in you to be able to heal people, you'll be able to do that without hesitation. As much as I know very little, and there's a lot of people that know a lot more. But what I'm saying to you is that we have the ability to make a change, and that change can be found within inside of us. All you need to do is take a breath and say, I breathe in the breath of God, and allow that energy to flow through you. And you'll be surprised the amount of energy that will come out of you, and amount of the energy that goes into you, and actually the frequencies itself will keep your mind clear and also very, what's a good word for it? Your mind will be much, much clearer, much simpler. We need to get rid of the complexity of our lives, and the way to do that is through the breath of God and the breath that we breathe in every day. People are looking for miracles, and the miracle is to breathe in the breath of God, and that will help you tremendously in terms of breath, in terms of healing yourself and healing the people that you love, and also healing the people that you don't know that you love. And that's what it's all about. So using these crystals, using the even crystals that are big or small, it doesn't matter. It's the intent that you use with it. But believe me when I tell you, these master crystals have life. As the other crystals, it's a lot more. I believe that they are very ancient. I believe that they have a tremendous amount of knowledge. I think that Fred has got something in the Rays of Truth and Crystals of Light, where he actually talks about getting in touch with the Akashi Records. The Akashi Records are the records of the beginning of time all the way up to the end of time. So there is ways of doing that, and I think the Master Crystal has some use in that way. I know that I read a little bit of it, and it seems like he's found a way of doing that, or I believe it might have been even Sam Jazzy that has been able to reconnect that with Fred and probably a lot of other people on the planet. So I think that there's a lot of good uses with the master crystal, but the way that I use it is through love, and I believe they have tremendous intelligence, more than I can even comprehend. I see these colors coming out of the crystals. I've had clients tell me that they get hot in their stomach, or their hearts are warming up, or their brains are expanding, and that's because of the master crystal. I can do that myself, but the master crystals, in some cases, will do that even more than I could even comprehend. So it's really amazing to see, and it's really amazing to work with these crystals. I'm not saying you have to go out and get one tomorrow, because there's not that many left. But what I would highly suggest is is sitting down and meditating on love. And what you need to do is just, I breathe in the breath of God. We are all looking for miracles, and the miracle, the breath of life, is right in front of us. And we can perform miracles just by breathing in that breath of life and allowing that energy to flow through us, the Spirit of God. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. He's in us anyhow. We have that spark of God in us, and we have the spark of our soul. And it's just amazing what you can do with a little bit of light and with a little bit of love to change your life, to change everybody around you with love and light. It's an amazing thing to see. It's not that difficult to do. All you need to do is be honest with yourself and say that I feel who I am. Live in the moment. Let everything go that's in your system. Breathe in the breath of God. Stand in the sun. Allow the sun to heal you in the morning. Just open up your hands and thank God for the sun, and thank the sun for God, because without him, we're nothing. And it's just amazing. I feel so close to him. Hello, can I help you?
Yes. This is Brenda Rose calling from Brandon, Manitoba, Canada.
Yes.
Yes, I have talked to you before personally, and
thank you.
I wanted to give you a high recommendation that you really helped me.
Thank you.
Yes, I had had a lump on my throat that I believe, I'm a massage therapist also, and I believe I had built up the toxins from the clients that I had taken on.
Yes.
And I had a bug that bit me, and almost all of it came out.
Great.
But not quite all of it, so I'm asking if you can send some more energy to me to help to complete it.
I'm sending that right to you now, dear. What I would like you to do, your heart is opening up now. You should be able to feel all your chakras and your heart just opened up instantaneously. Did you feel that?
I feel tingling.
Good, honey, because it just opened up. What I would like you to do, there's a pillar of white light standing right in front of you. What I would like you to do is take your hand. It's about a half a foot away from you. It's 4 feet around. What I want you to do is just take your hand and slowly put it into that pillar of light and just feel the energy from heaven.
I can feel it tingling all over me.
Good, honey. Good. You're in contact with it. Now your throat's clearing instantaneously. How does that feel there?
It definitely feels better. It's wonderful energy.
Good, honey. That's right from heaven. That's right from the main source.
Thank you, in God's name.
What you need to do you have the other phone in your hand?
I have a phone in my hand, but I can put it on
the phone. Why don't you put the phone down, and for 30 seconds we'll be silent, and I just want you to stand, just walk right into the light, honey. It's about 4 feet around, and I'll tell you exactly when you're in the center. Well, you won't be able to hear it. But you'll be able to feel and know when to stop, honey.
Just walk around, you said?
Just walk right straight through it, honey, and then stop. Is your phone on speakerphone?
Yes, it is now.
Okay. I want you to walk into the light. Can you feel it now? Yes. You should be able to feel that energy coming right through you right now. Can you feel that?
The trouble is where I was facing in front of me, the wall.
That's okay, honey. What I need you to do, can you feel the energy coming down from heaven? Can you feel the love and the energy?
I feel a warmth and love, yes.
Good, honey. I just want you to open up your hands and just stand there for 30 seconds and take in all that light. I need you to take a step backwards about a half a foot, honey. That's right there, right there. There you go. Now you're in perfect access with it. You should be getting pretty warm.
Yeah.
Good, honey. That light will stay with you for a few hours, by the way.
Thank you.
Would you do me a favor? You're standing in the light. I'd like you to raise your hands and take a look and see if you can see your hands.
Yes, but they have light around them.
Yes, tremendous light. Right. What I want you to do is I breathe in the breath of God. Just say that as you're standing in that light and see what happens, honey.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Oh, yeah. You should just feel yourself. It feels like you're related. Good. What you're doing right now is calming everybody around the world that's listening to this program. You're actually feeding them the light from heaven. How does that feel?
Awesome.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Now, my face is getting burnt. So my face and my hands and my ears are burning right now. Are yours burning a little bit? Can you feel the heat?
I don't know what's burning, but I can feel tingling all the way down my arms.
Good, honey. Good. Now you can come out of the light. You can come out of it if you want to. Or you can stay in there as long as you want. Doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll stab.
Okay. You're going to stay in or you're going to come out?
I want to stay in.
It feels wonderful, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's like nothing you've ever felt before.
That's
wonderful.
True. That's true.
Yes. That's pure energy right from heaven, honey. Just absolute pure energy.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. Well, listen, I'm going to leave you.
That energy will give me more energy to help clients.
Absolutely, honey. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
I have a a receptor.
Yes.
I don't have any projectors. Which is the next product that would be a good idea to purchase to help me to heal clients?
Yes, it would make a big difference with you. I know it makes a big difference with me.
The projector does.
Yes, I'll tell you what happened to me one day. I was taking a friend down to Social Security to get a Social Security card. And what happened was we got up to the front of the line, and the computers were all down. People were leaving. They were very upset. We were in line for about a half hour. And I walked up to the computer, and it was down. And she told us it was down. And under my breath, I just said, "Computer, please turn on," and it came on instantaneously. And then she said, "Well, geez, this is working now, but my printer's down." And my friend felt the energy because she shifted a little bit on her legs. And then I said under my breath, "Printer, please turn on." And it turned on instantaneously. We don't know how long it stayed on, but my friend said, "What are you doing?" So we got her card and we left. I don't know how long they stayed on after that, but that's
okay.
What happened. Yeah. So it does work. The projector does work.
Okay.
But you feel so much better. Oh, my goodness gracious. If you step out of that, you're going to feel just shards of light all over your body right now. Can you see that, or can you feel it?
I can feel it in my back.
Good.
Yeah. And I did have a sore back before I started, so that's good.
That's terrific. I think you've stayed in the light long enough for your first time.
Okay.
So come on now.
Yes, I did.
Yep. How does that feel now?
I still feel like I have, my head is, feels lighter, almost like, almost like you can still feel light around me.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, honey.
Yes.
Now you have an idea what Moses felt like in a small amount of energy. Not the same thing, but a little smaller amount. But my face is very hot, and my arms are hot, because I'm passing light around the world, so it's everything gets hot with me very quickly.
Okay.
But
is there any particular place that you put a projector?
When you buy one, please call me and let me know, and I'll help you place it in the house.
Okay.
Or I'll help place it in the massage room for you.
Yeah, that's where I was hoping to put it.
Absolutely.
Now, is it better to get one, a standalone one, or one I can wear?
I think it would be important for you to get a standalone, because
okay.
You want to heal everybody in the room, and that I've had the Andromedans in my room several times with that, and they were helping healing people in the room.
Okay.
I would definitely do that. Hold on a second. Should she wear a projector? Yes. Should she also have one? Yes. Which one is more important? The one around your neck is more important right now.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling. That'll help
you.
That's
what I've been feeling, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no. I asked the question.
Okay.
Standalone or a wearing one, and it's a wearing one that you should have before the standalone. Because when you start healing yourself and you start using that projector, you know, it's going to make it better for you and make it better for your clients.
Okay.
And remember, you become the projector and the projector becomes you. So it's quite interesting to wear.
Now, can you ask do you get colors on the projector also?
Yes, you can get projector colors like any other kind of color, and they're really beautiful. What are you wearing for a necklace now, dear?
Emerald.
Emerald?
Yeah, a silver emerald.
Yeah. I'm getting pink tourmaline or pink sapphire. Induced balancing, energy, emotional balance, heart, gonads, endocrine glands, spleen, and pituitary. That's
okay.
What it does, and I'm getting that loud and clear.
Okay.
And pink is also love.
Yes, I try every day to send pink or send love to all of our leaders and all of our people that need it, including myself.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure hearing that from somebody else. It's just such a pleasure. Listen, I'm going to have to sign off. I've got two more minutes, so
thank
it's such
so,
a pleasure
so
talking
very much.
To you. God bless you. And call me. You know, I'm going to be on the program tomorrow night, so you're welcome to call me then, too, whatever you'd like to do. But thank you for giving me the advertisement. That's very kind of you.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
And God bless you, too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's 10:26. I've got a minute and a half left. And I just wanted to thank Dr. Bell and Mikkel for allowing me to take over their program tonight. And if I could help you, if I've helped you in any small way, God bless you. I just, that's what my life is all about, is helping. And believe me, it's really great to do. So I want to thank everybody for being attentive and listening. And I hope that everything comes well and that you all receive the blessings that you want. Bye-bye.